Many years ago, I was taking this course on leadership style, and the professor was telling about, you know, different leadership styles like authoritarian, democratic, participatory, and all that stuff. And many years back also, I heard, you know, people who are very clever came up with other also leadership styles, like transformational, transactional. And a few years ago, I heard also another one called servant leadership. I'm sure the whole idea of servant leadership is taken from the Bible. And today, Jesus compares himself with a hired shepherd. What the hired man can do when looking at the sheep, and then when he himself, Jesus himself, as a good shepherd, looks after his sheep. There are a few things that we need to understand for our reflection. What does Jesus mean when he says, "I am a good shepherd"? The first, he talks about self-sacrifice. A shepherd that sacrifices himself. We have seen that, of course, on Good Friday, how he did it. But you know, the whole story came from the Old Testament. There was a prediction that the good shepherd that will come, the real one, who will lay down his life for his sheep. So laying down one's own life has also a meaning of mutual bond of love and intimacy, that we are very close related with him. Christ is very close to us, and we are also very close to him. We are intimately related. He is our good shepherd, we are his sheep. He knows us, we know him. That's why he sacrifices himself. So the first is self-sacrifice. The second is guidance. The good shepherd guides. He said, "I am the truth, the way, and the life." So he guides us into the way of the truth. He guides our hearts and minds for the works of charity. He guides our minds and our hearts to focus on what is true and what is love and what is forgiveness as Christians. The third is protection. The good shepherd always protects. As you have heard from the gospel, the hired one, you know, when the wolf comes, what he did was just to save himself. He abandoned the sheep there. And Jesus promised he's not going to do that. He will lay down, he will lay down his life to protect the sheep. So he laid down his life to protect us. He's a protector there for us. And the third is, you know, there is unconditional love that he gives us. A good shepherd shows, manifests to each one of us his unconditional love. Even if we are sinners, we are in the state of sin, he still is a good shepherd for us. He still lays down his life for us. So there is self-sacrifice, there is guidance, there is protection, and there is unconditional love in being a good shepherd for us. So what's the lesson today for us when Christ says, "I'm the good shepherd," and how do we relate that to our lives, especially our Christian life? The first thing we have to reflect upon is that to be able to be a good shepherd of our own life. Because this life is given to us by God. It is not ours. There are a couple of words that we may use here. We are custodians of our lives, or stewardship. That means God has entrusted us with the responsibility of caring, managing, and using well our lives. That's the first thing, the first lesson we can draw from this gospel we have just heard. And the second is also to be a good shepherd of the creation that God entrusted to us. To manage it, to use it wisely. The nature that God has given. You know, the first three chapters of Genesis is all about, you know, to be that we are custodians. We have taken responsibility to take care of nature. Not only ourselves, but also of nature. And that all it entails and all its consequences as well. So let us today reflect that Jesus, we have received Jesus as a gift of Good Shepherd. And then also how we can be able to respond to Him. Because He leads us into a good pasture and also refreshing water. In Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall fear nothing." So this is the promise that Christ has given to us. And let us pray in this Eucharistic celebration that we may, that God may give us the grace, the faith, the strength we need to be a good shepherd of ourselves, of our lives, and also to be a good shepherd of anything in this world that God entrusted to us. Amen.